This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Iran, the protests over many weeks, months now, and Reuters headline in these last hours. Iran holds first execution over anti-government protests. First paragraph. Dubai is the dateline. Iran hanged a man on Thursday convicted of injuring a security guard with a knife and blocking a street in Tehran. The semi-official Tasnim news agency said the first such execution over recent anti-government unrest. We welcome Dr. Saeed Ghassemnejad, a senior financial economics advisor for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Saeed, a very good evening to you. This is tragic news of the execution. What to make of it? The regime is demonstrating that it's stubborn and deaf to the protests in the street calling for regime change, not for reform, but regime change. What do you measure of the execution? Is this meant to intimidate? Is this a level of frustration? Is the regime in retreat in some fashion? Good evening to you.
Hi, and thank you for having me. Look, we are almost 3 months into this round of protests, which for those of us who have been studying Iran carefully, looks like a revolution. You know, the 1979 revolution also took more than a year to succeed. And there were periods of time in that revolution that Iran was quite calm. We have not seen that calmness over the last 3 months. Every day you have some kind of street protest in one or a few towns or cities in the country. And then there are days like yesterday that protests erupt across the country. So far, the regime has arrested close to 19,000 protesters, has killed at least 500 protesters, including almost 70 minors. We have seen protests in more than 160 cities and towns in all provinces in the country. We saw the news that more than 100 members of security and military forces have been arrested by the regime because they were either involved in protests themselves or disobeyed the order. And more than 60 members of security forces have been killed in clashes with the protesters, which show that protesters are defending themselves. This week, from Monday to Wednesday, we saw 3 days of pre-announced widespread labor strike, which shows there is an organizing force out there. It's not a central concentrated force yet, but it exists. And this point, it's more like a self-organizing, wisdom of crowd type situation. In the last day, on Wednesday, the protests dropped across the country. Reports showed rather a large protest in Tehran last night and many other cities. And the team's response to these protests and labor strikes was to execute Mohsen Shekari, the 23-year-old protester. The judicial process took less than 3 weeks. It's very short, like what they were doing in the 80s now. And as you said, he was not even accused of killing anyone, which is, again, a bit strange for this regime, even for this regime. He was simply executed for simply protesting. It's a clear sign that the regime is sending a message. Being on the street is enough for the regime to execute people. They are desperate. The regime is desperate to end this protest. It hasn't happened. Neither the regime nor the protesters have managed to finish the other side. The two sides are really engaged in a war of wills. Khamenei hopes that protesters will get tired and go home before his oppression machine falls apart under pressure.
Thank you. Malcolm?
We see that executions can tend to intimidate people, but on the other hand, in Iran, it seems to really be a double-edged sword, that they excite people, and that the fear on the part of people seems to be diminished. And each funeral becomes then an occasion for huge anti-government demonstrations. So in a country which this was just revealed has had 500 executions not related to this, the most in the world, does the execution really serve in any way other than to anger the people even more?
So it obviously will scare some people, but it also anger many other people. And as you said, every time the regime kills someone, you have these mourning ceremonies in Iran on the 3rd day, on the 7th day, on the 40th day. And so far, we have seen that protesters are using these ceremonies to get together, to use it as a call for more protest. And this is really bothering regime. I think every time they kill someone, you have automatically, you have several dates that people can use to get together, gather in the street and protest.
What we're looking for is a change of behavior by the regime, different than 2009, different than 2015. Do you see anything financial, changing attitudes towards the leadership, dissenting remarks from the elite, any change at all in your measure?
I think as long as Khamenei is alive, we will not see any change from him. But as I said, like we have more than 100 members of security forces arrested by the regime itself. That's the news that came out. So it shows that there is dissent in the regime, at least in the middle rank. And you have seen, for example, Khamenei's sister herself came out and wrote a very harsh letter to him. I think what the next thing that we have to see is on the side of opposition, on the side of protesters, to be able to gather around one figure or a council. And based on the data I have seen from Iran, like if you want to see what people say, I think you have to listen to the slogans they are chanting. And in more than 20 cities in Iran, you have the slogans "Independence of Pahlavi." No other political figure can claim that. I have yet to see protesters inside Iran chant any other's name at this level. And I think if the Iranian opposition forces can get together around the figure like Pahlavi, who seems to have the crown prince for the Pahlavi, who seems to have significant support inside Iran, and if they can create that center of power, then they can negotiate with the elements inside the regime, security and military forces for them to defect. Because protests right now, they don't have the enough mass. So you need millions of people, at least hundreds of thousands of people in several cities coming to street to be able to conquer the centers of power to bring down the regime. That's very difficult without having a central command. And if you have the central command, then you can also negotiate with the world, negotiate with the regional power to put pressure on the regime and bring it down. I want to say something about the U.S. behavior. I think it's very important. I think whether or not the Iranian opposition get together, the U.S. has a real chance to put huge pressure on the regime. We don't see that. I just saw the report of oil export in November. And Iran is exporting like more than 1.1 million barrels per day of crude oil. So that basically shows 3 months into protest, the Biden administration has really not changed its behavior in terms of curbing Iran's oil export. And that's something that the regime is using those revenues to buy loyalty of its base, to buy the support of the security forces. They just gave them a 20% raise. So if they don't have the money, they can't do that. And we should deny them the money.
That's absolutely right. That is a major concern. Can I just ask about the morality police? There were reports that they were disbanded, then not disbanded. That obviously would have been a sop to the people. And the fact that they don't appear to have really disbanded it. How do you see, what is this current status of that? And do you see any other measure that they will try to take that?
We just have a few seconds. Saeed, are the police to be disbanded, yes or no?
They haven't been disbanded, but they are involved in oppressing protesters. So they are not very concerned about hijab at this point.
Dr. Saeed Ghassaminejad, a senior Iran and financial economics advisor at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Malcolm Honlein. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.